This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have complete vindication.
Lawyers for President Trump say that they're very pleased at the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report and the Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary, which was made public yesterday. Rudy Giuliani says it was a complete exoneration of President Trump, saying it was better than what he expected considering who was conducting the probe.
It's quite clear that this group was hardly a group of Trump fans. It's made up of almost all Democrats, some of them very, very rabid partisans, including one who was a lawyer for the Clinton Foundation.
A new caravan of migrants is reportedly moving through Mexico towards the U.S. The National Migration Institute says about 1,200 migrants from Central America and Cuba had already crossed from Guatemala into Mexico, and they decided to form a caravan over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit, no worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines. Guaranteed. All without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. 1 new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
The Mueller probe may be over, but a lot of other investigations into President Trump and his associates are just getting started. And in one of them, a top Trump administration official says he's willing to work with the House Judiciary Panel. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Through his attorney, White House advisor, and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner says he will provide documents that they're requesting. The committee is conducting a sweeping inquiry into the Trump administration, the campaign, and the Trump businesses. The document request earlier this month went to 81 individuals and organizations as the committee looks into possible corruption, obstruction of justice, and ethics violations within the administration.
A dozen people accused in the nation's biggest college admissions bribery case due in Boston federal court today. They include 6 college athletic coaches, an associate athletics director, 2 SAT-ACT test administrators, and 2 people accused of working with alleged ringleader Rick Sanger. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Another student from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida has reportedly committed suicide. Police not releasing the name yet, but they do say the student has been attending that high school. News of the death comes a week after 19-year-old Sydney Aiello committed suicide. She'd been diagnosed with PTSD after surviving the mass shooting in the high school in February of 2018, shootings that claimed the lives of 17 people. New Jersey lawmakers are scheduled to vote on legislation to legalize recreational marijuana today, but it's unclear if there are enough votes to get the measure passed. Throughout last week, Governor Phil Murphy and legislative leaders have been trying to change minds who are not on board with it. On Friday, Murphy said votes are still not there yet. In either chamber, the legislation would make it legal for people 21 and older to use weed, calling for expungement for those convicted of low-level marijuana offenses in the past. And the Sweet 16 matchups are all set for the NCAA tournament. After a wild first weekend in the men's tourney, the Sweet 16 taking place this upcoming Thursday and Friday, spread between 4 regional sites around the country. And that's going to just step up the March Madness another tick. You can always find out more about us and our programming by visiting us online. We're at usaradio.com. Again, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you look at the headlines on Drudge Report. Trump wins. No collusion, no obstruction, no proof of crimes. Nadler says it ain't over. The fat lady or the fat man still hasn't sung yet. Yes, there's Maxine meltdown, and the Democratic derangement syndrome is unleashed here. Not to mention that I got to imagine that there are a lot of deep staters and traditional bureaucrats that might be a little bit nervous because this report did not come out the way they expected. Marlinda Garcia is with us. She was first elected to the New Hampshire House of Representatives in 2006 at the age of 23, served four terms through 2014 when she also won the Republican nomination for New Hampshire's second congressional district. During her term in the New Hampshire House, Marlinda's legislative initiatives centered on economic development, transparency, and regulatory reform in healthcare and the innovation industry. Today, she serves as the Senior Federal Affairs Liaison, Government Affairs for Libra Initiative. Marlinda Garcia, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks so much. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Great to have you here. Before we talk about, the tariffs, I wanted to get your read on the Mueller report because everybody seems to be talking about it. And no matter what, I mean, it has really obstructed 2 years of our government, cost a lot of money. They're saying 25. I think it's upwards of 30 million. All the attorneys that were involved, somewhat 2,800 subpoenas, 2,500, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses, and the Democrats think that the job wasn't complete, and this is why it needs to continue.
Yeah, my personal opinion on all of that is really that I frankly didn't expect anything else to be reported. I mean, if you're on a 2-year search for something, and obviously every time there'd be any, report of some malfeasance or whatever the case may be by someone associated with President Trump in some way, everybody would wait with bated breath, eagerly, obviously the president's detractors I'm talking about, and then, nothing would come of it. So, this kind of seems to be the conclusion that I expected anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, the disappointing thing for me, Marlinda, is that this discourages people who want to activate. You activated very early in your life as a young woman, saying, look, you wanted to bring something to the government. You wanted to add to the proposition here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of young people doing this. I mean, if you think not, all you can do is go to CPAC or even watch, Bernie Sanders. I mean, you've got a lot of young people saying they're interested in this government. And when they see things like this, that cannot be clearly delineated. I mean, it's like the rest of us try to live lives that are pretty much black and white. And when you get caught in the gray areas, and I understand the legal system at times can get gray, it's uncomfortable. And it makes you feel like, gosh, do I really want to get involved in this bucket of gum here when all I want to do is, you know, help people find health care, you know, or whatever it is, passion like you had to do something about and to be part of the solution. And you got to go through all these tripwires because, doggone it, there's politics involved.
Mm-hmm. No, it's very true. I think it's becoming increasingly frightening, to be honest, in that regard, and add the component of the, you know, social media mob justice that, you know, is unleashed at nothing, you know, and frankly, falsely or, you know, based on something that isn't even true these days. I completely agree that, you know, I and many other people are likely very reticent to, you know, kind of dip a toe in that water right again, which is sad. It is sad.
Well, you know, you have a son or daughter says, look, I'm going to get involved in politics. And you go, wait a minute, honey, we still have $100,000 worth of tuition debt to get out of the way. And I need to have an insurance policy because the way politics runs today, if you pick the wrong side, we could have problems here in River City and legal fees could be quite mounting. And, you know, with what we saw here recently, I mean, the devastation to individuals and their families, I think, is absolutely disgusting. And that needs to be considered here, you know, what these individuals, because you happen to be on the wrong side. If you were associated with Donald Trump, I mean, the pain and devastation, it's just, to me, it's there's something so wrong about this.
Yeah, and I mean, and it doesn't even have to be a direct association. It just means if you are on the other side of whatever perceived ideological, you know, battle that again, social media, mob justice, social justice warriors are on, you end up like, you know, the poor kid from Covington High School or, you know, Justice Kavanaugh, where even if, you know, there's absolutely no claim, you know, that happened to be proven true and or on the contrary, that they're completely innocent forever, you know, on the internet. kind of loom large as some other type of horrible person. So it's
I keep seeing, and this is what I hear when this stuff comes up. I hear Harry Reid from the well of the Senate, who lied about Mitt Romney's taxes. And afterwards, kind of with a smirk, said, well, he didn't get elected president anyway. So I guess the inference was the ends justify the means. And, you know, it's like, really? I mean, this is what politics is all about. I mean, this seems so wrong. And, you know, to your point, what you're suggesting in terms of social media and that, it all squashes our First Amendment liberties. And, you know, and I wrote a commentary about this, Marlinda, that, you know, we have to focus on, you know, we hear the slogan, you know, that we've held to and you and I grew up as kids with E Pluribus Unum, you know, from the many are one. And I believe it's time for America to come together and focus on the unum. You know, what is the thing that we all have in common that we all want, you know, for ourselves and our family? And let the diversity of our cultures, you know, welcome that. We embrace it. But we can go a long way and be a lot better if we understand what the unum is.
It's true. And sadly, I don't know how we can achieve that at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't think our educational system is suited to do the job at this point, and certainly, you know, the overarching narrative amongst most media outlets, you know, doesn't lend itself to achieving that either. So, and just polarization, you know, between groups of people, again, based on this sort of boarding that occurs, just based on what you read and how you interact with the world and those algorithms that do yes, that all for us.
Oh, yeah, throw that in there, too, right. Exactly. Yeah. And I got to tell you, I'm encouraged by these young kids, Marlinda. I think the kids that are coming up have seen the mistakes of their parents. They see, you know, this logjam that has been created and all these things that are not working and that, you know, politicians over the years have kicked the cans down the road. And they are learning from our mistakes. I have some hope. That our hope is in these young kids that are coming up, this next generation, and I want to encourage them to be activated and to get involved to save this country, because we have a country to save here. We've got more from Marlinda Garcia.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com, or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's Way Like Fresh and Independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're going to talk tariffs here. How have tariffs affected Americans? You, well... Well, tariffs have led to increased cost headaches for employers and are sowing fear and confusion in the marketplace. And with us to talk about it is Marilinda Garcia. She is the Senior Federal Affairs Liaison for the Government Affairs for Libra Initiative. Marilinda, you know, some of us, you know, we knew this was going to be a process. You know, we're trying to level out the playing field. And like anything else, when people have been getting away with murder for so long, and then we have an executive who comes in with enough backbone to call the question, say, look, at America's been taken advantage of way too long. We've got some costs to bear as we get through this. I call it a learning curve expense here.
Yeah, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, I think, particularly for one respect. You know, as a network, we are thrilled to see the place that the U.S. economy is in. You know, it's thriving thanks to the president's tax and regulatory policies, you know, so many of which we have been strong advocates for and really appreciate, you know, his willingness to, you know, go to bat on those issues. But our concern is that, you know, despite our economic growth and our low unemployment rate and all of the jobs available for, you know, workers to fill, et cetera, you know, small business confidence index being near an all-time high and all of these great indicators, that these tariffs and protectionist trade policies can, in fact, you know, threaten and hopefully not negate, but, you know, certainly have a less than positive effect on that progress. So, you know, it remains to be seen, you know, if it's part of course, some sort of long-term strategy that will, you know, cause bad actors, for example, China, you know, to back down in certain ways. That's good. But on their face, you know, tariffs are not a good thing, and these protectionist policies are just not something that we think are good for the economy and Americans.
So when do you take this problem on? I mean, like anything, it's like somebody, you know, one day waking up and going, God, I got 30 extra pounds here, you know, but it took me a while to get there. And this isn't something transactional. It's going to get resolved overnight. We've got to attack it a pound at a time here. And there's no doubt. I mean, China is that's a big gorilla that we're taking on. And, but I think that, you know, I'm for one, my opinion, for what it's worth here, Marilyn, is that, you know, this is when government support can come into play and help some of these industries that are taking it on the chin on behalf of the rest of America. I mean, to me, that's worthy of investment to help them carry the day. I mean, China does this all the time. They support their interest with the people's money. And, of course, that's how they knock the legs underneath of Solyndra, if you remember.
Sure. Well, you know, I think the challenge with that train of thought, and I'm, you know, sure you would agree that, you know, realistically, the way government works, any time you start protecting an industry, you know, handing out subsidies and all of that type of activity and behavior, it's almost impossible to then, you know, when, say, the landscape has been balanced, to suddenly pull those back. I mean, just look at what happens in the farm bill
every year
and, you know, and the tax code, you know, all of these things, you know, once we give something, you know, to an industry that's suffering or whatever. I mean, this is what we considered a bailout, right, when we were entering the Great Recession. So I don't think that's the best course of action, and I wouldn't like to encourage that. But otherwise, you know, following your analogy, if it's a, you know, a diet that needs to be the way one loses weight, or is it, you know, more exercise, or is it, you know, changing a mental model, or is it, you know, going to a support group?
Right.
You know, there's a lot of different ways, you know, is it cutting sugar or just, you know, eating more healthy in general, whatever the case may be. So, you know, a tariff as a punitive measure for this, you know, end goal of balancing trade deficit, again, I just don't think it's a good idea on its face. We are seeing these huge costs on consumers and downstream industries, frankly, whose costs outweigh the benefits for a small select group of protected, you know, winners that we decide arbitrarily are the ones that need help. So, you know, it's not as exciting, but we do routinely bring cases to the WTO, for example. The U.S. files more cases than any other members and, you know, win about 87% of the cases we file. So that's always something we could do. And then, of course, just trying to beef up our alliances with other countries to exert group pressure, for example. On China is something else we could do instead of, you know, trying to go it alone in this way. I mean, it's worth keeping in mind, it's not as though it's not a mutually beneficial or symbiotic relationship, right? We export about $130 billion to China, but we also import $500 billion,
right,
approximately, you know. So the tariffs, I just don't think are the way to go.
So, I mean, we're down the road in this. So what would you do?
Well, as of now, you know, we're working with Republicans in Congress that are, and Democrats, but those who are increasingly willing to speak up in opposition to this new proposal, basically to, you know, place tariffs as high as 25% on imported autos, for example. So there are a number of bills. We just don't think unilateral authority and, you know, and this Section 232, where basically the president has the authority to allege a national security threat and, again, unilaterally impose steel and aluminum tariffs and the like. So one bill that we're supporting is it's H.R. 940, and the Senate version is S-287, and it's a bicameral Congressional Trade Authority Act, where basically it would impose a rule that these tariffs can't go into effect unless Congress approves them. You know, we think Congress should be involved in this as representatives, of course, of people across the country, and that is our particular favorite bill. We're running encouragement ads and, you know, trying to see some positive momentum there.
Well, the president... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say there's also the Trade Security Act, which kind of does the opposite, where it creates a mechanism for Congress to disapprove Section 232 actions by the president.
I see. Well, the president reneged a bit on the sanctions against North Korea, which was, you know, a bit of a shock for people going, wait, what happened here? And he's been sensitive because of his relationship with President Xi as well, with China. And so he's kind of, you know, let this breathe. And it seems what we're hearing is that China's eager to get, you know, to do something about it. To what degree? I mean, we'll probably... I think the needle will be moved, and I'm like you. I'd like to get beyond this and, you know, maybe just say, okay, this is the best we can do for right now, and we've improved on this and so that we can minimize and, you know, give some relief to these businesses that are, you know, and these employers that are, you know, walking around with migraines over this.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. The confusion, right, the waxing and waning, confusion is not good, you know, both for businesses and the economy, consumers, for anybody. So the uncertainty, we could certainly be better without.
Without a doubt. Well, Marilinda Garcia has been with us. This is something that we need to keep the conversation going on, so I appreciate you coming on the show. So I look forward to having you back. Marilinda Garcia, Senior Federal Affairs Liaison for Government Affairs with the Libra Initiative. Thank you, Marilinda. Take care. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse.
Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have complete vindication.
Lawyers for President Trump say that they're very pleased at the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report and the Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary, which was made public yesterday. Rudy Giuliani says it was a complete exoneration of President Trump, saying it was better than what he expected considering who was conducting the probe.
It's quite clear that this group was hardly a group of Trump fans. It's made up of almost all Democrats, some of them very, very rabid partisans, including one who was a lawyer for the Clinton Foundation.
A new caravan of migrants is reportedly moving through Mexico towards the U.S. The National Migration Institute says about 1,200 migrants from Central America and Cuba had already crossed from Guatemala into Mexico, and they decided to form a caravan over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
Back with America, Bill Martinez here. Just the way you like us, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Paul Gerbel, the doctor, is the director of interventional cardiology and cardiovascular medicine research and professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. He is with us, and we're going to be talking about some news about aspirin. You know, most people know that aspirin is their first, I guess, the use of aspirin to prevent the first heart attack, strokes, and heart failure, which is primary prevention, right? I think that's generally understood. Well, we've got an update to tell you about, and this update has led to some confusion among doctors and the general public about the preventative use of aspirin. Some people take aspirin because they've already had a cardiovascular event, like a heart attack or ischemic stroke, which is secondary prevention. Well, in the U.S., aspirin is indicated for secondary prevention. The guidelines do not change the importance of aspirin for these patients. For these people, aspirin could be a life-saving preventative treatment. And as I mentioned, Dr. Paul Gerbel is with us to tell us more about it. Doctor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks very much. Great to be with you this morning.
Well, let's talk about the change in guidelines and what people need to know.
Well, I think you've made an important distinction, Bill, already about the difference between primary prevention and secondary prevention. You know, there's been some confusion in the media and the way the media has covered the update in the primary prevention guidelines. So these guidelines refer to the prevention of a first event, that is, the preventative use of aspirin in patients to prevent This is distinctly different than the secondary prevention guidelines, which are not affected by the new guideline update for primary prevention. Secondary prevention, as you correctly stated, has to do with the prevention of a second event, that is, a prevention of a stroke or a heart attack in patients who've already had a stroke or a heart attack. So there's a real difference between these two types of patients. In the secondary prevention population, we know that aspirin is strongly recommended to prevent the second event. And the most important message I'd like to deliver today is that aspirin is an important regimen that is administered to patients by their physician, and they should not change any of their therapy with any medicine, whether it's aspirin or any other drug that they take, before they first talk to their physician. And in the case of the secondary prevention population, there can really be very serious consequences of stopping aspirin therapy.
So where does the confusion lie here, Paul?
I think, Bill, it has to do with the difference between primary prevention, which oftentimes deals with a lower risk population, versus secondary prevention, which deals with a higher risk patient population where there's unquestionable efficacy of aspirin, where our guidelines give very strong recommendations for the use of aspirin in those patients.
Well, how exactly? And give us an idea of what, you know, how aspirin serves to help prevent cardiovascular disease and events like heart attacks and strokes.
Well, of course, you know, heart attack and stroke most often is caused by a blood clot. And aspirin is an important agent that prevents blood clotting. And particularly in the secondary prevention population who've already experienced the blood clot, that is, they've had a heart attack or a stroke due to blood clotting, aspirin has a pivotal role in their therapy.
Now, speaking of aspirin, I mean, we've always known it to be safe and effective. That's still the case, right?
Yeah, aspirin is safe and effective, but just like any drug, there are potential side effects of the therapy, and there's efficacy of the therapy. So it really comes down to a discussion with the treating physician who's best able to determine who's a suitable candidate for aspirin therapy.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Paul Grabel, the Director of Interventional Cardiology and Cardiovascular Medicine Research and Professor of Medicine at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. And based on proven efficacy, safety, and cost effectiveness, aspirin is widely recognized as one of the preeminent antiplatelet therapies of choice across a wide cardiovascular risk continuum. No one should start, stop, or modify an aspirin regimen without first speaking with their doctor. And Paul, I'm glad you clarified that, because sometimes, you know, aspirin seems like it's so, I guess maybe we may take it for granted because it's so pervasive and think that, okay, well, it doesn't matter if I, you know, stop and start. But you're saying once you're on the regimen, it's important that you maintain that, right?
Well, what I'm saying, Bill, and you've very well and very nicely summarized the important point, is that if the patient is on aspirin as administered by a treating physician, there's a strong reason for it, and that the patient should not veer off of that therapy or change that therapy unless there's a discussion with the treating physician. And the potential for serious events like heart attack and stroke in patients who've already had a heart attack and a stroke are real. Mm-hmm. And these events can potentially be fatal. So stopping aspirin carries a potential price in the high-risk cardiovascular patient population, mm-hmm. where the patient, if he or she stops their aspirin, can sustain an increased risk of another event by 40 to 60%. So it isn't, like you said, maybe we do take it for granted, but it is a very important agent, particularly in the patients who've already had a heart attack or a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Now, the change, or I don't know if it's so much a change in guideline. For me, I mean, being a neophyte here, and I mean, I'm a patient, not a doctor, certainly, although my
best friend who is a doctor, he always accuses me of practicing medicine without a license. He says, one of these days you're going to get arrested. So I try to walk carefully on this, doctor. So put up with me for just a moment here. But the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association, in making these changes, were they more of a clarification than a change of their guideline?
I think really the guideline update has to, for primary prevention, really has to do with an assessment of patient risk, cardiovascular risk. So that is to use the aspirin based on the assessment of the treating physician of the patient's cardiovascular risk of having a first event. I think that is a large part of the guideline update.
Well, I guess in the general, in the general consensus, a lot of people, I mean, aspirin, people were hearing about aspirin, and they just started self-medicating in a sense. They just said, oh, I hear aspirin's good for, preventing a first heart attack, so I should just start taking aspirin. Why would that not necessarily be advisable without having any kind of a doctor instruction or evaluation?
That's a great question. And, again, aspirin is an important drug. And it does have side effects, and one of the side effects is a bleeding risk. Although we see bleeding in less than 1% of patients in the secondary prevention population, use of the agent can be associated with bleeding, and it should never be administered by the patient without discussion with the doctor first. Mm-hmm. So the doctor really is the one to make the decision about whether to use aspirin or not.
Yeah, because it's it's always presented in such a way, oh, just a baby aspirin, and it's over the counter. I mean, you don't need a prescription for it, so it's easily accessible. So it may give people the wrong idea. And I appreciate, Doctor, you being on with us this morning to talk about this, to clarify it, because I'm sure some of this is news to people. And go, wait a minute, we didn't even see a doctor. I just heard it was good that we take aspirin. So maybe we need to go see a doctor and make sure we're doing the right thing, right?
I would say if the patient is choosing to use it to prevent a cardiovascular event, they should first discuss with their treating physician.
Mm.
Absolutely. And that holds true for most medications.
Without a doubt. Well, where can our listeners go for more information?
Well, Bill, I think a good site that provides valuable information to the lay public is www.bayeraspirin.com.
Well, excellent. Dr. Paul Gerbel has been our guest, Director of Interventional Cardiology and Cardiovascular Medicine Research and Professor of Medicine at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. Dr. Gerbel, thank you so much for all the information. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much.
This message is brought to you by Airborne. You're on your feet, holding your breath, losing your voice, swept up by the excitement and stress of a miracle season. Your hopes are sky high until they come crashing down from an overtime buzzer beater. These miserable, heart-wrenching moments are pretty rough, and over the course of the season, they can really take a toll. A new survey commissioned by Airborne found that 82% of fans take action to time out and recover from a big game, with the majority relying on sleep, hydration, and food to get back on their feet. When the season calls for defense on and off the field, add Airborne to your lineup. A specially crafted blend of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for immune system support. From spring training to March brackets, Airborne supports you through every up, down, and did that just happen replay of the season. Airborne immune support is available for every team and every fan. So after that armchair analysis, find Airborne at retailers nationwide and online at www.amazon.com. That's www.amazon.com.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live, Phil, and be young again.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Everybody, of course, talking about the Mueller report. He delivered it to the Justice Department on Friday, ending a sprawling investigation. I mean, an incredible number of days, almost 670 days of investigation, involved issuing more than 2,800 subpoenas, executing more than 500 search warrants, obtaining more than 230 orders for records of private communications, making requests of 13 foreign governments for evidence, and interviewing about 500 witnesses. But, of course, that's not enough. And Adam Schiff and the Democrats think, hey, they can do a better job. And Jerry Nadler is all over it. Hey, they're not going to let go of this. Excuse me, because this has been a great fundraiser for them. But meanwhile, at whose expense? At the expense of we the people. But we're going to set that aside for right now because it's time to have fun. And Mr. Fun himself, Adam Holtz, is with us, the interim director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. And we got lots to talk about, including a little bit of a box office surprise. And, you know, we'll talk about that. But I'm really more excited about Unplanned that is going to come to the big screen this week. Right, Adam?
That is right, Bill. It comes to movie theaters this Friday, and you know, this is the time of year that we see a lot of faith and Christian themed movies show up, and a lot of those are worth your time and consideration. This feels like a movie that is in a different category altogether. It certainly is a faith themed movie, but it's one that I think is really important, and man, it's pretty rare that a movie comes down the pike that I would use that adjective for.
Right.
But Unplanned, for those who aren't familiar, tells the story, the true story of Abby Johnson, who spent 8 years as a Planned Parenthood director. And she had grown up in a Christian family, a pro-life family, and yet for reasons the film explains, felt like it really was her calling to help people and to help women in crisis pregnancies. And so it wasn't so much that she was, you know, gung-ho about abortion, is that she really did, she was kind of a true believer in the best possible iteration of what Planned Parenthood was about.
Exactly. She didn't take the narrative about abortion. What she did was she went for the narrative that they're to help women, to really help them, you know, with health care, women's issues specifically. Her focus was not abortion.
No, it wasn't. And over the course of that period of time, there are a couple things that happen and a couple right at the end that sort of really help her to see that, A, Planned Parenthood is mostly about abortion. Mm-hmm. That's their cash cow, if you will. I know that's a crude way to put it, but that becomes really apparent to her, and that her job is to push abortion and as much abortion as possible. And then 8 years into it, as the director of this clinic, she is asked to participate in a procedure, and she watches on an ultrasound as an abortion happens. And we watch too. And that's right. One of a couple really, really graphic scenes that have earned this movie an R rating. You know, and there's been discussion about whether the political nature of the subject of the abortions that, you know, the movie focuses on, whether that was the reason it got an R rated, the R rating. To me, as a reviewer, it felt like it was in R rated territory. Right. She has a chemical abortion in another scene, and it's quite graphic as well. And so I think it's been a long time since I walked out of a movie that I felt like, man, this is a movie that Christians really need to consider seeing, while at the same time saying, there's enough stuff here that you want to be really careful with this film. There are scenes in this movie that you can't unsee. And that being said, it has absolutely galvanized my own pro-life convictions in a way that nothing I've ever seen has accomplished. I find myself energized on an issue that I think it's easy for, even if we're staunchly pro-life, to just sort of have some weariness about it. You know, it's been going on a long time, this cultural battle, but we need to not give up the fight here, Bill. And this is a movie that, for me, it demonstrates what the stakes are in a way that maybe unlike anything I've ever seen. So I don't usually do this on your show, but I would strongly recommend that your audience check out our review, which should be up later today or tomorrow morning at the latest, and really prayerfully consider whether this is something you need to go see. Because obviously we know that the first weekend that a movie is in theaters really determines its shelf life. And this is one that I would really encourage people to consider seeing after they've read our full review.
Well, Adam, I got to tell you, I felt this way after seeing the Gosnell movie. And I think I've shared with you, I've been going to churches, taking the movie with me. I pay for the fee in order to show it to the churches.
Yep.
And because I am I'm challenged when I talk to people in church and ask them, hey, did you see the Gosnell movie? And astoundingly, how many people have not? And now Unplanned. I mean, Unplanned, a lot more conversation. I believe that Gosnell kind of, you know, maybe help break up the ground a little bit, and maybe Unplanned will be a little bit more. But it's still going to be a difficult choice for some people to make, because it's going to remind them of what they did.
Yeah.
And that's going to be hard.
And I think what the movie does, though, is it really shows that there is compassion and that there is grace for those who are post-abortive.
Right.
And I'm not sure that the Gosnell movie really, in telling its story, whether it accomplished that, but this one really does.
Right. Well, you know, but still, you have to get to that point to realize that God's mercy and forgiveness is greater than your sin.
Yeah.
And it can be quite crushing. So I have a lot of sympathy for people who are going to see this, that this is going to be incredibly moving. And it's one of those moments of, can you handle the truth? And this is part of the challenge this culture has had. And the reason that we're in the mess that we're in right now is that we have avoided the truth. Well, thank God for all the efforts and the team that is behind this movie, because you're going to be hard-pressed after this movie to say you didn't know.
Yeah, there's no way around it.
Right. And so this is convicting. But understand what happens with God when conviction happens. You also sense, without being so overly spiritual, because sometimes people get uncomfortable with this, but you have to understand this about God, is that when true conviction comes, the Holy Spirit is there to offer comfort. And I would just say, I'm only hoping that these words that Adam and I are sharing with you, that something speaks to your heart and softens your heart to where, for your own sake, that you see this movie. You need
to see this movie. I almost want to liken it, Adam, to say you are commanded. You know, you shall see this movie, because it is that provocative. It brings you the truth so that we can deal with this, because to me it is so overwhelming to think that, you know, 60 million babies have been murdered. 40% from, you know, people of color. I mean, this amounts to a genocide. And where are the black leaders yelling and screaming? Even Hispanic leaders, 25% from Hispanic communities and coming from the Hispanic culture. I can tell you, this is so antithetical to the very core of what Hispanics represent in terms of their love for the family and what they would do for their children and grandchildren. Yeah. It is endless. And so for them, but I think it's one of those hidden secrets, one of those things that people don't want to talk about. And this is going to be on the big screen, but I'm telling you, you talk about being set free.
Yeah.
This is one of those moments where the truth will set you free. If you are open for freedom and you've had enough of this and you say today's the day, then the 29th on Friday, you need to find your way to a movie house and see this movie and bring someone you love. Bring your neighbors. Bring, you know, people in mass need to be exposed to this truth.
Yeah, and you know, one of the most poignant scenes in the movie. Have you seen it yet, Bill?
No, I haven't seen it. They're sending me a script. I'm at NRB this week, right? You know, NRB is taking place, and so they're going to show it at NRB. But I'm supposed to be getting a screener. I should have gotten one already, but I've seen several highlights already. But yes, go ahead.
Well, one of the most poignant scenes is after Abby Johnson sort of decides that she can't do this anymore, and she leaves. Her husband finds her weeping on the couch in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. and she basically says, "What can I do with the fact that I have been involved with the termination of, you know, her clinic, mm-hmm. 22,000 abortions over the course of you know, her 8 years there?" And her husband talks to her about grace. And we find out during the course of the movie she's had two abortions herself. Right. And so, you know, we get to see that process of receiving forgiveness and receiving grace. And it's not a movie that condemns anyone for making that choice. And so I want to really emphasize that again, as you have been talking about those things, that this is not a movie that's going to heap condemnation on anybody. But it is a movie, I liken it, honestly, I felt the same way walking out of this the first time I saw it, and maybe slightly less so the second time because I've seen it twice now, mm-hmm. but to Saving Private Ryan and Schindler's List.
Right, exactly. I was going to say. Right.
You just feel like I didn't know, mm-hmm. you know? How could I? It's a very visceral movie in that respect.
Well, historically, it proves out what happens when you buy into a lie.
Exactly.
I mean, Hitler said, the bigger the lie, the better. And Andy Andrews wrote a great book, great little book called How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And it was all on that basis. You get them to buy into a lie. And this is what the Supreme Court did. And those purveyors of the abortion industry, they got America to buy into a lie and took advantage of our humanity, one for convenience. And this is a time for us to consider that and trust that we do serve a very forgiving and merciful God. Thank God.
Yes, absolutely.
Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate the time. Good insight.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today.